The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program is sponsored by King's Chapel Altar of Prayer.
You are about to hear the following inspirational message as delivered by God's servant, Mother V.A. Hamilton. Please listen carefully, and at the end of the program, the announcer will give you our address. Thank you, and may God bless you.
We thank you for your glory, Lord. We thank you for your glory, Lord. We thank you for your glory, Lord. We worship thee. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your glory, Lord. We thank you for your glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your glory. My God, my God. Oh, Jesus. We worship him.
We want to thank you right now for the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
True, the Lord is good, and he is worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Lord, we come to praise you today. We come to magnify you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are so worthy. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you right now in spirit and in truth. Now, Father, as the word go forth today, let it be a blessing to our souls. Dear hearts, I'm going to sing this song, and then we're going to go ahead and get ready, amen, for what the Lord has given. I thank the Lord, I thank the Lord, I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord, I thank the Lord, I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord, I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord, I thank the Lord, I thank the Lord. Holy Ghost, we love you right now. We thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Blessings and honor, glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Dear hearts, I just love you today. Thank God for you. Amen. Thank God for being able to share the word with you again today. Thank you for your patience with me on this last 2 weeks. Amen. But I praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. For the rest that he had given unto me. I want to thank the Lord today for his glory. I say I want to praise him today for his glory. And I want to let him know, Lord, we worship you. Hallelujah. We worship you. Amen. Thanking the Lord for his mercy. Thanking him for his grace. And thanking him for his love. I want to say that again. Lord, I thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. And I love Psalms 33 and 22 where it says, let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. Dear hearts, I want to bless the Lord today because, amen, I awakened this morning singing unto the Lord. And after that, I heard, cleanse my heart, O God. Amen. And as I was singing, cleanse my heart, O God, I heard, let the word resonate, amen, in your ear. That's what I heard. Let the word resonate in your ear. And I was thinking that that was had a different meaning. Amen. I was thinking that it meant, praise the Lord, let it reside, amen, in my ear. And the word resonate just began to continue to keep, amen, coming to my spirit. So therefore, I went and looked it up. I was thanking the Lord for faith being planted in our hearts. Amen. And I heard, as I looked, amen, up the word, praise the Lord, resonate means to continue to produce a loud, clear, deep sound for a long time for a particular meaning. Resonate means to produce or be filled with a deep, full, reverberating sound. Amen. And what I was seeking for, amen, is for the faith to be planted in my heart to believe his holy word. And the reason I was there is because Micah 6 and 8, amen, was just on me so strongly on Sunday. Amen. He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? Do justly and love mercy and walk humbly with thy God. And this word, Micah 6 and 8, it just keeps staying with me. Hallelujah. And I keep lifting it up before the Lord. And I just said, Lord, what does it mean to do justly? He said, obey the word of God. Obey the word of God. And I said, Lord, what does it mean to love mercy? He said, to serve me with all your heart. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. And walk humbly, he said to me, amen, with thy God. Well, he began to open that up to me again. That was Micah 6 and 8. Hallelujah. And I had just been in prayer with this. And as I was in prayer with it, I heard, you must hope in God's mercy. You must hope, he said. Hallelujah. That's where your hope is in the mercy of the Lord. He said, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope, glory be to God, in his mercy. There's things, praise God, that's required of us concerning the word of God, and we have to have hope, and we have to believe in God's mercy, amen, for it to be taken place in our lives. Amen. It says to deliver their souls from death and to keep them alive in famine. Again, that's Psalms 33, verse 16, 17, and 18. It went on to say, praise the Lord, our soul waited for the Lord. Amen. He is our help. Amen. And our shield. That's Psalms 124 and 8. So as I began to magnify the Lord, I heard the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is what produced the cleansing of our heart, the fear of the Lord. And I just started praising God for the fear of the Lord. Lord, I thank you for the fear of the Lord. I want a cleansing for my heart. And I heard, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Oh, my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. And I said, Lord, my spirit, I want it purified. I want it purified. Amen. My ear of thought, glory be to God. My imagination of what I think on, Lord, hallelujah. I want to lift it up to you right now. I want my soul, amen, to go, amen, and be cleansed in the name of Jesus. And I know that this takes strength. That's what the Lord gave me. And then I heard in my spirit, St. Mark 11:24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. And I said, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I want to be saved. Glory be to God. I just want to be ready when you come. Glory be to God. That's my desire. I just begin to seek the Lord because I see there's error in my life and I need a cleansing, because he revealed to me the scripture that he gave me in 41:10, where it says in Isaiah, fear thou not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fear thou not. And I begin to say, Lord, I don't want to fear. He said, fear thou not, because fear works with anger. Fear works with frustration, indignation, dissatisfaction, hostility, hatred. Hallelujah. He said, you want to walk humbly with me? Yeah, Lord. He said, and whatsoever you ask in my name, he said, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. I said, Lord, I want. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to walk humbly with thee. I want to walk humbly with thee. If you should ask anything in my name, he said, I will do it. St. John 14:13-14. St. John the 14th chapter, verse 13 and 14. Walk in humility. And I said, Lord, what does that mean? Walk, walk. He said, you walk. That means you concentrate. You concentrate. You focus your attention. And I said, Lord, what do I focus my attention on? And I was just seeking the Lord. He said to walk humbly with the Lord. You have to be absent of pride. Ah, glory be to God. Pride goeth before destruction. That's Proverbs 16:18. Proverbs 16:18. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. And verse 19 said, better it is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoils with the proud. So, dear hearts, today I'm just going to talk a little bit on walking humbly with the Lord. He has showed the old man what is good. What does the Lord require of you? Do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. And I just want to share a few thoughts here today. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs 15:33. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. And before honor is humility. Before honor is humility, I'm praying for self-discipline in this walk. And I'm praying by faith that God will reveal to me and that we will have strength to overcome everything that's not like him. Because the Spirit of God is calling for the church of God to come forth with a pattern of behavior according to the Word of God. Now, dear hearts, I found out discipline is when you choose to do what you know you should do rather than what you want to do. You and I make the choice to obey. Found out this requires spiritual strength. I got to stay in the Word of God in order to perform the Word of God, because this come with knowledge in the Word of God in our hearing. Proverbs 25:89 say, good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. Again, that's Proverbs 25:8-9. Now, dear hearts, as I was in prayer seeking the Lord began to let me know that I cannot be self-centered. If my life is self-centered, amen, I will not be able to give up filthiness, superfluity, naughtiness with meekness, and receive the engrafted word of God, which is able to save my soul. So I begin to tell the Lord, Lord, help me to give up all filthiness. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Seek instead for being gentle and having patience. And that's where I was today, seeking the Lord to be gentle and have patience. The Lord spoke and said, you are about to face a difficult task, and I'm calling you to walk in humility so you can receive the engrafted word that is able to save your soul. That's found in James 1:19. Glory be to God. James 1:19. James 1:22 also speaks, but be ye doer of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And as I begin to pray on this today, the Lord began to let me see when we face difficult tasks, we have to walk in humility. What is walking in humility? Walking in humility is walking in the Word of God. Walk in humility. How do you walk in humility? Pray and give thanks to the Lord for being gentle and for being patient. These are two qualities that we must have, amen, to be disciplined in humility. The Lord began to share with me, watch myself, because I cannot muse on resentment. When things don't go my way, or I'm not, glory be to God, for what's happening to me, I cannot resent it, because if I resent it, this hinders us from hearing the creativity of worship for strength for the right behavior. And I find a lot of things that's done, said, or I have to endure, I find myself getting irritated. And I heard in my spirit, don't be irritated, because your behavior cannot be of the nature that would provoke an argument. It does not matter if another person is arguing with you. We have to be quiet. You argue with me, so I'm going to argue with you. No. I cannot come forth with a spirit of strife. The Bible says, be swift to hear and slow to speak, slow to wrath. I have to walk in humility. This is in my imaginations of my mind. Where am I walking? In discomfort or in the praise of the Word of God, seeking to be gentle and patient with whatever I am going through? Walking in humility is walking in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It's all right to speak in tongues. It's all right to say you have the Holy Ghost. But the Holy Ghost is supposed to also control my mind, my meditations. I believe it says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And I believe it is Psalms 39:4-6 says, Psalms 39:4-6, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days in handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. So I heard today, hallelujah, you don't have to take up for yourself. You have to yield yourself unto the Lord. But if you don't yield yourself unto the Lord, you will think of yourself more than what you are. And that's what causes us to lash out concerning things in our lives that we disagree with. It says, surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches and knoweth not who shall gather them. So now, dear hearts, as I was in prayer today, that was my faith walk with the Lord. Telling him, Lord, I thank you right now for gentleness, for patience. You are not going to find peace in your flesh, but in Jesus Christ. You have to now be able in the Spirit of God to allow the anointing to take over for our cleansing. And that's what I'm seeking, to walk humbly with the Lord, humbly with our God. And with that being said, the opposite of humility is a wrathful man. I said it is a wrathful man. Proverbs 15, verse 18 says, a wrathful man stirs up strife. But he that is slow to anger appeases strife. Now, I don't want to be that. Hallelujah. He said, you got to pray now. You have to pray in the Word of God. A wrathful man is a tempered person, one that is quickly angered, prone to mood swings or wild emotions, quickly, hallelujah, will show irritation. Lord Jesus, wash me thoroughly, hallelujah. Yea, Lord, from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sins. A wrathful man is unable to handle stress. I said a wrathful man is unable to handle stress because he or she has no self-control. What's wrong? You're self-centered, engrossed in yourself. Lord Jesus, the Lord begin to let me know when this takes place, we ignore the needs of others. We don't have no feelings in what we say or how we say it. The Lord begin to deal with me and I'm guilty. Glory be to God. A wrathful man stirs up strife. Always involved in some kind of conflict because their character is undisciplined. Help me, Jesus. But I want to let us know here today, what does the Word of God say? Be slow to anger. That's what it says. So that means I'm going to have to keep in contact with that scripture. Be slow to anger is saying, I want you to be patient. I want you to be willing to bear with another, support one another. Hallelujah. We personally that are saved and sanctified, we have this spiritual ability. But it's up to us. We have to have a willingness to suppress restlessness. I cannot get tired of you. Help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that comes from my thoughts. If we are a wrathful man or woman, we will get tired of one another, with one another. Then we will write them off. I told you this. I told you that. Didn't you hear what I said? I said it one time. I got to say it three or four times. Come on. Let's do it. Help us right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We cannot support restlessness or arrogances.
Dear friend, remember, prayer is available for you every Friday evening at 7 p.m. Come and witness the miracles that God is manifesting at King's Chapel Altar of Prayer. We also have prayer on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m., and our Sunday worship service begins at 11:30 a.m. Come looking for your miracle. King's Chapel is located at 1637 West Fillmore Street here in Phoenix, located east of 19th Avenue and just north of Van Buren. We look forward to having you come and join us in prayer and worship. If tonight's message has touched you and you need prayer right now, please call 602-257-1174 and we will pray for you. If you are ill and afflicted, homebound, unable to attend church, and would like prayer in your home, please call 602-257-1174 and our prayer warriors will come to your home and pray for you. Again, that number is 602-257-1174. This program was sponsored by King's Chapel Altar of Prayer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.